Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, it seems like the world just keeps going downhill. What have you heard about the recent violence in New Orleans and Las Vegas?
Well, you've got a guy who's had an ISIS flag, and he takes his car and he plows into a bunch of people celebrating New Year's in New Orleans. Kills 10 or 15 people, injured like 30 or so, and he wanted to do this. Then you've got a situation over in Las Vegas where somebody took a Tesla truck and blew it up, and some people are wondering about whether that has some terrorist message, because these two guys knew each other, or they were both at the same military base for a while. Some people say they're connected, some people say they weren't. As far as what he had done, the second guy used a Tesla truck, and the news reporter says, you know, we know that Elon Musk is working with President-elect Trump, and it's at the Trump Hotel, so it's something, you know, that the authorities are looking at.
Well, something went on in New York. What happened there?
Well, later the same day, 10 people in New York were injured when like 4 people came out with guns and started shooting at them. They were outside a nightclub in Queens, New York, and they got shot. And then it's funny, the government comes out, and funny is not the right word, and they said, well, this was not terrorism. Well, of course it's terrorism. It's a wicked act. And shootings like this, whether it was by a gang or others, is terrorism. By the way, they think it was probably a gang. And if it is a gang, what do you think gangs want to do? They want to send out a terrorizing message. And also, around the same day, by the way, there's also murderous incidents in New Zealand and the country of Montenegro.
You know, certainly God is not silent on this type of evil. What does he have to say?
Well, I want to go to the book of Psalms, Psalm 36. I'm going to start in verse 1, and I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. We read, an oracle within my heart concerning the transgression of the wicked. There's no fear of God before his eyes, for he flatters himself in his own eyes when he finds out his iniquity and when he hates. And before I go any further, that's what this person's doing when he goes and plows his car into a bunch of people, or these 4 people go out and they shoot, you know, 10 people. Anyway, verse 3 says, the words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. He devises wickedness on his bed. He sets himself up in a way that is not good. He does not abhor evil. Because we're supposed to be against evil, and these people aren't. In the book of Proverbs 21, starting verse 7, we read, the violence of the wicked will destroy them, because they refuse to do justice. The way of the guilty man is perverse. This is not a good thing. Now, what about the New Testament? The book of Romans. Romans chapter 3, starting verse 15. The Apostle Paul wrote, their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. You know, less and less people have proper fear of God. Now, I want to go to read something in the book of Ezekiel. This is applicable to many parts of the world, particularly a lot of the cities in the United States. Ezekiel 7, verse 23 says, make a chain, for the land is filled with crimes of blood, and the city is full of violence. And in the New Testament, go back to Romans chapter 1 this time, starting verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, violent, proud, boasters, unmerciful. Now I want to go to the book of Habakkuk, Old Testament, chapter 2. I'm going to start in the middle of verse 8. And the violence of the land and the city, and of all who dwell in it. Woe to him who covets evil gain for his house, that he might set his nest on high.
Dr. Teal, what does it mean to make a chain?
Well, historically, chains have been used to restrain prisoners, symbolizing the loss of freedom and autonomy. In the context of Ezekiel, this imagery serves as a prophetic warning about impending judgment and exile due to persistent disobedience and violence. The chain represents the consequences of their actions, a tangible manifestation of their spiritual bondage and their coming physical bondage. By the way, slavery is prophesied to come, according to Revelation 18, verse 13. It isn't over.
These scriptures, are they also telling us that because we rejected God's knowledge, He is not restraining us from acting out the thoughts of our debased mind?
Correct. And that's, you know, what Paul wrote in the book of Romans. But furthermore, you know, God gave us free will. But we continue to see shootings, people driving cars into crowds, happened in Germany also a few weeks ago. We're also seeing other terrorist acts. And these are sadly going to happen until Jesus' kingdom comes. What a violent generation we now are in.
Give us a further description of this violent generation for us.
Well, the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, starting in verse 11, we read, "There's a generation that curses its father, and it doesn't bless its mother. There's a generation that's pure in its own eyes, yet is not washed from its filthiness." And we're seeing that today. We see that in the media. Anyway, continuing, verse 13. "There's a generation. Oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There's a generation whose teeth are like swords, and whose fangs are like knives." Now, the Bible shows that terror for a corrupt generation is prophesied. First, since we're in Proverbs, I'll go to Proverbs chapter 1. I'm going to start reading in verse 25. God says, "Because you disdained all my counsel and would have none of my rebuke." Matter of fact, it's even hard for us sometimes to do rebukes on air because places like big tech will censor us if we rebuke people for some of these things that they're doing wrong. Anyway, verse 26, "I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes. When your terror comes like a storm and your destruction comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you." Now, I want to go to the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 5, starting verse 6. "You have forsaken me, says the Lord. You've gone backward. Therefore, I'll stretch out my hand against you and destroy you. I'm weary of relenting." I've changed my mind. "And I will winnow them with a winnowing fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children." By the way, it was 10 teens that were shot in Queens. "I will destroy my people since they do not return from their ways." They think they know better than God. Verse 8, "Their widows will be increased to me more than the sand of the sea. I will bring against them and against the mother of the young men a murderer at noonday. I will cause anguish and terror to fall on them suddenly." Another passage I want to go to, this is in the book of Deuteronomy, Old Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 5 says, "They've corrupted themselves. They are not his children because of their blemish, a perverse and crooked generation," which certainly we're in now. Now, verse 25, the same chapter says, "The sword shall destroy outside, and there shall be terror within." That means within the country, that people within the land commit terrorism. Now, we continue to see corruption, have corruption. So we're also seeing shootings and other terrorist acts.
So God describes the generation we live in as violent, corrupt, perverse, and crooked. What's the answer?
I want to go back into the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel, this time I just want to read one verse. Ezekiel 45, verse 9. "Thus says the Lord God," or the Eternal God, or the Yahweh God, "Enough, O princes of Israel. Remove violence and plundering. Execute justice and righteousness." Okay? one thing they don't want to do, justice and righteousness. In the New Testament, Romans chapter 13, starting in verse 9, Apostle Paul tells us what we should do. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 10, love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. The farther the United States moves away from biblical morality, the more violence we're going to see. And in Romans chapter 1, we get more information about the cause of this. Starting verse 28, you read that, even as they did not want to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, violent, proud boasters, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only those who do the same, but those who approve of them. You know, it's sad, but we're seeing less and less respect toward the God of the Bible, toward the Ten Commandments. And because of that, sadly, we should expect to see more violence. Years ago, after the Parkland school shooting, there were several solutions that were proposed to stop future shootings. And related to a lot of them, we actually put out a video called High School Shootings, Seven Failed Solutions. And since that came out, we are still having failed solutions. The different solutions that they come up with are not the answer. For example, one answer is to restrict guns. But they keep restricting guns, and there's still shootings. Hmm. The person in New Orleans, by the way, also had a gun and did some shooting. But he also had a car. And over in New Orleans, by the way, supposedly they had barricades to stop somebody from being able to do that, but he did it, but it happened anyway. Mm-hmm. So to think that, you know, barricades taking away everybody's guns is going to stop this is not the case. There also are stabbings in different places. He said, well, you can get rid of knives. Well, no, you couldn't. But even if you could, one thing I heard about prisons, and I've never been in a prison, by the way, is that prisoners always have figured out ways to make knives. Even if they take dried toilet paper or they take fibers from clothes, somehow prisoners fail to figure out how to make knives. Huh. And, you know, we've had stabbings in different places in different cities as well. Right. So switching over to eliminating guns isn't going to do it. I don't see them getting rid of all cars. That's not going to do it. The problem is corruption, moral decline, and a proper fear of God. Mm-hmm. We're in a generation that thinks that they're fine. They don't want to look at the old ways. Politicians keep, many of them say, we don't want to go back to the old days. And what do they mean by that? They mean they don't want to, amongst other things, they generally mean they don't want to have to believe what God says about morality and how to raise kids and things like that. And the reality is, this lack of proper fear of God has impacted pretty much all of American society and is one of the reasons that we have terrorism. It's one of the reasons for the land to be filled with crimes of blood, as Ezekiel wrote, and the cities being filled with violence, as Ezekiel also is inspired to write. Now, national repentance is what the United States of America needs, but since that's not likely, personal repentance is still an option. What we need is to pray, as Jesus said, for the coming kingdom of God.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.